On Friday, the Kalamazoo Civic Theater will present a play that's more than 300 years old. The Imaginary Invalid was written by French playwright Molière in 1673. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
Veteran Kalamazoo actor Ben Zillman plays the character Argon, the imaginary invalid. He's a wealthy, miserable, housebound hypochondriac.
It's interesting because he is, at first glance, nothing but irritable and cantankerous and certainly not very pleasant to be around. But as an actor, it's been a wonderful exercise to kind of get beneath that and find out why he is that way. And I really believe he's given up a great deal of his own personal power, and he's kind of succumbed to the situation around him. And I think a lot of his inability to be happy or to see happiness is the result of that.
Karen Berthel is directing the play for the Kalamazoo Civic Theater.
He's an imaginary invalid because he has stopped loving in his life and stopped trusting the people around him. And in this version of Imaginary Invalid, he is transformed and makes the choice to dance and sing and love his life again.
I don't remember eating corn.
See?
But for most of the play, Argon is completely obsessed with his own health and the health care he receives. Ben Zillman again.
This adaptation that we're doing was written in 2011. And what I love about it is it's set in 1969. So it has that kind of laugh-in and the Spy Who Shagged Me sensibility. But it has very modern or very current references to health care and all of the issues that we're facing.
Yeah.
So it's a play that's hundreds of years old. It's an adaptation that's very current, and yet it's set in 1969.
As the play progresses, Argon plans to have one of his daughters enter into an arranged marriage to a doctor so that Argon will get constant medical care without having to pay for it.
Bonjour to you all. I hope we're not disturbing.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not to worry. I'm merely wearing this as a precaution since I heard you might have it.
Oh, it's distinctly possible. I am highly susceptible to most new types of influenza.
Zillman says even though The Imaginary Invalid was written over 300 years ago, many of the themes are still relevant.
I do think it is kind of one of the hallmarks of truly great art, the fact that it is so universal and that that universality reaches across centuries.
And with healthcare still a hot topic in contemporary society, Zillman says this play is timely and well-served by its comedic nature.
Well, and I think that's one of the great things about comedy, about humor. It's so disarming. And it really does provide you with an opportunity to look at things in a very different way.
Kalamazoo Civic's production of The Imaginary Invalid is on at the Parish Theater October 12th through the 27th. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.